you for downloading this message from Our Father's House.
How many believes we're going to see supernatural things, and we're going to see, you know, we're going to see things of God? Come on now, this thing's all coming together, folks. And I'm just going to share my heart with you here just for a few minutes. This thing's all coming together. What you see happening in the news is all of this stuff is coming together. And God's getting ready to pour out his spirit. But he's going to pour out his spirit on the people that are hungry for him. Amen. Is judgment coming? Is judgment coming? Yes, I believe judgment is coming upon this nation because of the sins of this nation. Oh, I'm telling you, one got a book. Heard the message by Dutch Sheets, An Appeal to Heaven. If you haven't heard that, I challenge you to go listen to it. Anyway, he has a book. He wrote a book called An Appeal to Heaven, and we ordered the whole package. We've got the flag and everything. We just hadn't got it out on the flagpole yet. It's got the evergreen tree on it. You got to hear the message. It's called An Appeal to Heaven. But in this book, I'll bring this book. In this book, there's a statement in there by Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln basically said, that the Civil War was judgment on America because of the sins of the people and the pride in their heart. And he said, until we repent, this is your president. God, give us leaders like that today. Is judgment coming upon the sins of the nation? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But God's going to take care of his people. And I've been telling you for weeks now that God floated Noah and his boat, Noah and his family in a boat on top of the judgment of the world. Amen. So if are we going to be a people that's going to seek the face of God, and we're going to usher in some, this is not just about coming into a building on Sunday morning and feeling good in the presence of the Lord. This is about changing a region. This is about ushering in an awareness of God. Amen? Are y'all with me? How many's hungry for that? I'm so hungry for that. You know, I get so disenchanted with this church. You know, we need to see an awareness of God. Is anybody with me? God's speaking to us. I said, God's speaking to us. It's time for us to start speaking the word of God and praying the word of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Judges. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is good. Judges, I've been studying Judges. Who knows what the theme of the book of Judges is? The book of Judges, the theme behind this book is that there was no king. Everybody say no king.
No king, Jesus.
That's right. There was no king, so therefore everyone did. I want you to get this. Tell me time doesn't repeat itself. There was no king, so everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. When there's no king, I said, when there's no king, people tend to begin to do things which seems right in their own eyes because, you got to hear me now, because they're not submissive to kingship. So everyone does their own thing, Justin. Amen? Is that not the nation that we're living in today? Amen? And this kingship, that we're supposed to be submissive to, King Jesus, amen? When we don't submit to that, and then everything, y'all got to hear me now. We get to a place where there's no truths. And there's no absolutes. You know what it is? Do you realize what the Church of Satan, do as thou wilt? whatever you want to do, if it feels good, do it. Because there's nothing, there's no rules. Now understand that God is not a list of rules because of the grace of God that we are what we are. Let me know if there's some boundaries. Oh, come on now. Is this all right? Am I preaching okay? There's some boundaries. And God is calling his people back to some boundaries and back to where we're drawing the line. Amen. I spoke, you know, we spoke a couple weeks ago or whatever that the line is being drawn in the sand. And decisions are going to have to be made as to which side you're on. Listen, folks, this thing's gotten, you know, I preach on Wednesday night. I spoke at a funeral in Harlan. And I heard, thank you, Alan, because I heard Alan done such a tremendous job here Wednesday night teaching. But we spoke in a funeral on Wednesday night, and I'm telling you, funerals are hard to do. But I'm telling you, and there's times when you speak, and the Spirit of the Lord just shows up. And we spoke in the service of an 88-year-old woman on Wednesday night. She had 15 children, and I'm telling you, the power and the anointing filled the funeral home, and people were on their feet. On their feet, praising and lifting up God during that service, because I'm telling you, and I spoke in the funeral service just like I'm speaking here. Jesus said, "I will." Everybody say, "I will." Come on, say it and say, "I will." Jesus said, "I will come again," and He is getting ready to come. Amen. I said He's getting ready to come, and the church better be making themselves ready because He's coming for a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle. He's not coming for a church that's been sitting on their wedding dress. He's not coming for a church that's sitting in their spiritual lazy boy just saying, "Bless me, Lord, sing another song to make me feel good, preach another sermon, pastor, to make me feel good." He's coming for a church that's made themselves ready, a church that's had their sins under the blood, amen, and is soaked in His presence. Make yourselves ready. And God is calling us, elder. I'm trying to get to that scripture. God is calling us to be, listen, I'm speaking to this church. God is calling us to have a forerunner spirit, to operate in the spirit that John the Baptist operated in. To have a cry of repentance and to stop petting people in their sins and to stop, listen, and you gotta start praying the word. Amen. Stop praying the problem. Because when you pray the problem, you're giving glory to the problem and you're giving glory to the enemy. Stop praying the problem and start praying the word, which is the solution to the problem. Jesus said, "I am the word." I said, "He's the solution to the problem." We need to start praying the word. We get caught up in speaking negatively and praying the problem, and we get hung up there. We get stuck there. Amen. But it's time to realize who He is and realize who we are in Him. Is anybody with me? You know what I think? Just this church as usual and just this prepackaged idea is out the door. Amen? And these practiced sermons to make people feel good. Amen. God's called us to pray. And the challenge now is to speak and to pray the word. Start praying the word. Amen. Is anybody with me? Do you love your pastor? Do you want to be challenged? Amen. I'm just following the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Our words, I'm trying to go on and read this scripture, but I can't. Listen, Ernie, our words are seeds. I said our words are seeds. Amen. We eat the fruit of our seeds. Amen. When you plant apples, you get apples. When you plant cucumbers, what do you get? Oh. Can I just stay right here just a minute? I don't know if I'll get any further. All right, let's look at it this way. In the book of Genesis, what does the scripture say? And God what? In the beginning, God. And God said, I'll help you. It's found several times in the... I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm not trying to be mean. It's found several times in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. And God... You got it now. Let there be light. Okay? And we could... We're not going to do it for the sake of time, but we could go look back in the Genesis 1, go home and read it. Go back to Genesis 1. Do you realize that everything goes back to Genesis? And then we look at all of creation, and all of creation, the scripture says, and God, come on, say it again, and God. Okay, now in Genesis 1 in verse 26, the scripture says that God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, right? So he created man in his image and in his likeness. We're created in the image of God. That's why Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, he said, if you say to that mountain, oh, come on now. We got to get back to faith. All right, let's go to Hebrews 11. I tell you, you're getting a word from the Lord this morning because I don't have a note on what I'm speaking to you. I've got notes, but it's not on this. But this is better because it's from the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Come on, you know the word. And the evidence, I'm about to blow up. If I just run out the door, y'all just carry on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds, oh glory, the worlds were framed. How were they framed? By the word of God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the word. You know, I've seen someone posted on social media the other day, and I know this person, and they were raised in church, and they were raised to know what's right, and they posted that wish people would stop saying that Jesus and the word are the same. It's two different things. In the beginning was the Word, John 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and not anything that was not made without Him. But you got what I'm trying to get you to here is that God spoke everything that we see into existence. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And Jesus said, if you'll speak to that mountain, it'll be removed. Stop bragging on the mountain. It's, you know what? It's time for the church to go mountain shopping. Amen? Who was it in the scripture? Said he wanted that mountain. Caleb. Thank you. Caleb said, give me that mountain. Okay, you know what? It's time for us to start speaking to these mountains and stop cursing these mountains. You know what? They've been cursed for too many years. He said, if you'll speak to this mountain, amen. Come on, is anybody with me? Is there a mountain in your life that needs to move? Is there some mountains in southeastern Kentucky? I speak to poverty. Oh, we too often bless the problem instead of cursing the problem and speaking the blessing of God. Come on, is anybody with me? Amen. Are you with me? He went on to say, for whatsoever you say. Mark 11:24. Come on, throw that up there. Let's start with 22. What I was going to talk to you about, which it goes hand in hand, in the book of Judges, Jesus answering, said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever saith unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Verse 24. Therefore, seeing whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Amen? It's time to stop begging God. And going, we need to go from priestly prayers to kingly prayers. In kingly prayers, we decree things. And if enough people comes into agreement, how many of these enough people comes to agreement? I know this world's in turmoil. I understand that. I know there's chaos. I understand that, Randy. Amen. But how many knows there was chaos in Noah's day? Hear me. Noah preached righteousness and no one would hear his message. Come on out, Noah, and let's party. Everything's good. Oh, I'm about to preach now. Everything's good. Even in the church, everything's good. Send everybody home, Pastor, feeling good about themselves. Make sure they feel good. Don't say or do anything to offend them. Oh, glory. We don't want people offended. The word will offend you. I said the word will offend you. Amen? And it'll cause you to be hungry for change. Amen? That means hungry for change. How many want to see change in your home? How many want to see change in your church? How many want to see change in your region? How many's tired? I don't know, but I wish some people would get on board with your pastor this morning. I know I'm not preaching you a feel-good message, but listen, feel-good messages, sermonettes make Christianettes. But the word of God, if we'll preach the word of God, you know what? Listen to me. You got to hear, folks. There's something stirring down in my spirit. I had a dream last night, and in this dream, I was standing. Because, you know, I went to bed and I was praying and I said, I woke up and I'd studied. Ernie was prepared to preach. And I'd studied and went to bed and I woke up sometime in the morning and laying there in the bed and I said, Lord, I've got a message, but I just want you to speak what you want the people to hear. And I went back to sleep and I had a dream. And in this dream, I was standing in a side door of a really large building. And it was full of people. And they had given the microphone to this man. And this man started to speak. And God had supernaturally blessed his life and had healed him and done some great things. And people knew it. And he started to speak and started to give God glory. And when he did, I saw a lady over to the side, and she looked at the sound people and said, turn that mic off. And they turned the mic off, and they gave him another mic. And when they gave him the second mic, he started once again to give glory to God. And they shut him down again. And when they shut him down the second time, he started saying, without a mic, he was saying, what, do y'all not want me to speak about God? Do you not want me to speak about Jesus? And standing in that door, I started crying out, to the top of my voice. I said, tell them about Jesus. I said, proclaim Jesus. And the people started to roar. Because hear me, there's people that still want to hear the truth. And it was to the point that I couldn't hear myself speak for the roar of the crowd. And I said, tell them that he is still who he said he is and that he's coming again. And just a few moments, they came and they came with, and I'm just telling you what happened to them. They came with U.S. Marshals. And they escorted me out of that place. We got into another room. Oh, Jesus. We got into another room. And I said, are you arresting me? And the power of God hit me. And they couldn't touch me. Here's a U.S. Marshal stand. They had, and listen, folks, this is reality. This is reality. We're not playing Bob Jacks anymore. We're not playing Tiddlywinks. This is war. This is spiritual war. And if you're going to see your family saved, if you're going to see your region saved, I'm telling you, we better be going after God. We better be praying and seeking the face of God and not just looking for something new to come along to make us feel good. We better get back to our knees and say, I'm going to hear from the voice of God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. All right. Do y'all love your pastor? God's speaking to us, isn't he? Daniel, come on up and get ready, man. All right, we'll preach this another time. But I'll say this. Listen, guys, hear me. We have the secret. And we have to reveal the secret. The Antichrist spirit. Okay, one more verse. Can I give you one more verse? Listen. Hear me. Take this home with you. Psalm 107. Says, let the redeemed of the Lord. Everybody say it. Come on, say it again. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. You got to open your mouth and you got to start speaking. This Antichrist spirit that is opposing everything that is biblical wants the church to shut up. And the problem is we've got people that have silenced. But it's time for the redeemed of the Lord to say, well, Pastor, I can't change Washington. You got to start with yourself. You got to start in your own home. How many believes there? I spoke it earlier. How many believes there could be such a light on southeastern Kentucky? If I leave here tomorrow, I believe with every fiber of my being, hear me, that God wants to bring a supernatural revival to the Appalachians. We've been mocked, we've been ridiculed, and we've sat back and we've taken it and we've spoke life to it. But God wants to send a supernatural revival. And with that, come on now, hear me, with that, jobs are going to come. Resources are going to come. Our kids are on their they'll be on their way back today from Hamilton, Alabama. We got a bunch of adults too, as chaperones. They'll be coming back today from this town in Hamilton, Alabama, where Miss Karen Wheaton We went there in 2000, maybe, Daniel. We took our youth group when we were youth pastors in Middlesboro. We took our youth group down there. And she bought out, by the way, Hamilton is a smaller town than Pineville. She bought out the Piggly Wiggly grocery store. It's closed down. She bought the building. I think it was a Piggly Wiggly, something like that, one of those old grocery stores. And put this place in called The Ramp. Justin, you know, we were talking about the other night. I spoke with Justin this morning. I said, how far is your hotel from The Ramp? He said, it's about 15 minutes. He said, it's just 7 weeks old. No. When you get hungry for God, and you want Him more than you want anything else, there's no limits. God will show up. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Stop worrying about how this building's going to be built over here. He owns it all. Don't let that be a distraction. Just go after God with everything we have. And somebody can walk through that door and write a check for $300,000 and said, consider it paid in full, because God showed me a vision and He's going to pour out His Spirit on this region. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. The youth of this region, our youth, are going to bring fiery revival to the schools, to this region, in Jesus' name. Yay. Jesus. See, and get one thing straight. It's not about, you musicians can come on up. I'm just about done. It's not about our Father's house. Although, hear me. Don't miss what I'm getting ready to tell you. It's not about our Father's house. But God is looking for a people that are willing to operate in that type of spirit that John the Baptist operated in. It says, prepare you the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And He's going to use that people. Now, if we're willing to be that people, He's going to use that people. Folks, a lot of people are going away from what I'm preaching to you. I'm trying to finish here, but it saddens me. There's people that don't want this. There's people that don't want it. You know, I never thought I'd see it in southeastern Kentucky, but can I just tell you the truth? There's people that don't want this. Amen. Are we going to be a people that's going to go after the fire of God? Amen. Let's stand. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, you're made in the image of God. Start speaking like God.
For more information about Our Father's House or upcoming events, please log on to www.ourfathershouseky.org.